Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last week, we continued our series of interviews conducted at the 40th Annual Printers Row Lit Fest in Chicago, where we had the chance to meet up with several of our fantastic authors. In our last episode, we spoke with James A. Edstrom, author of Avenues of Transformation, Illinois' Path from Territory to State, winner of the 2023 Illinois State Historical Society Russell P. Strange Book of the Year Award. This week, wrapping up our interviews from Printers Row, we're talking with Sean Farrell, co-author of The Irish in Illinois, which was published in 2021. Today, over a million people in Illinois claim Irish ancestry and celebrate their love for Ireland. In this concise narrative history, authors Matthew W. Billings and Sean Farrell bring together both familiar and unheralded stories of the Irish in Illinois, highlighting the critical roles these immigrants and their descendants played in the settlement and making of the Prairie State. Short biographies and 28 photographs vividly illustrate the significance and diversity of Irish contributions to Illinois. Billings and Farrell remind us of the countless ways Irish men and women have shaped the history and culture of the state. They fought in the French and Indian War, the American Revolution, the Civil War, and two World Wars, built the state's infrastructure and worked in its factories, taught Illinois children and served the poor. Irish political leaders helped to draw up the state's first constitution, served in city, county, and state offices, and created a machine that dominated 20th century politics in Chicago and the state. This lively book adds to our understanding of the history of the Irish and the state over the past 250 years. Illinoisans and Midwesterners celebrating their connections to Ireland will treasure this rich and important account of the state's history. Timothy Meagher, author of Inventing Irish America, says, "This is a concise but very smart and rich history of the Irish in Illinois. It is particularly insightful in its treatment of the Illinois Irish in the early 19th century, as well as their experiences downstate throughout two or more centuries of their settlement in the state. It makes a fresh and critically important contribution not just to the history of Illinois or to the story of the Irish there, but to our understanding of the broader history of the Irish in America." How did author Sean Farrell find the Printers Row experience?
Well, it's really lively. It's great to interact and with readers and new readers, potential people. It's great to meet up again with staff at SIU Press. It's terrific. It's really lively. Beautiful day here, and numbers are picking up.
How would he describe the Irish in Illinois in his own words?
It really is the first history of the Irish in the state of Illinois. There's been a lot of good work that's been done on the Irish in Chicago and different community studies, but this one really kind of is designed to provide an overview of the Irish experience in Illinois for a broad readership, for both students and professors and faculty who are interested in the subject, but also just general readers who want to connect to their family histories in Ireland.
Been helping people today connect a little bit.
Right. No, it's an obvious connection when somebody goes up and they tell you, you know, well, I'm about to go on a trip to Ireland, or my grandma was from Donegal, and it's really nice to allow people. I mean, it underlines that people are still connected to their Irish ancestry or Irish connection. They want to treasure it and they want to connect with it.
What does it feel like to know that his book can help people make that vital connection?
Well, it's terrific. I mean, that's one of the great things about coming to kind of a festival like this, is because you actually see your readers and you see that your book allows you to make a connection to them and is allowing them to enrich family connections. And, you know, people buy it for their grandmothers and their grandfathers and their dads. And that's cool. It's a really nice feeling.
Despite how impactful this book has been, Illinois history isn't author Sean Farrell's typical area of study.
Well, actually, yeah, no, that's the funny thing, right? I have spent 25 years writing and researching about 19th century Ulster, the north of Ireland, and Belfast history. But it's this Irish and Illinois history because of, I think, some of these personal dynamics that we've talked about here that really has connected with people more. No, I work on religion and politics in 19th century Belfast. I've written a number of books, mostly for scholarly audiences there. So that's been the focus of my professional career. This Irish in Illinois project, though, has been unbelievable. It's been a great experience because it has allowed for me to see readers and connect with them and see how they continue to celebrate their Irish heritage.
What's the next project he's working on?
I'm working on a book on public health in 19th century Belfast, actually, and really how 19th century notions of public health kind of were limited, and they kept working class people from getting a lot of the health care they needed.
really important to talk about.
Yeah, actually, it has obvious resonance with what's going on with COVID and all of that of late.
You can buy your own copy of The Irish in Illinois from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to learn about some of the books the press is celebrating for National Memoir Writing Month. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story